the Maine Science Festival coming back to the Bangor area this weekend. Kate Dickerson here to talk all about it. But this has turned into not just a thing, but a huge thing.
Good, because that was what we were hoping for.
Well, so. Yeah. Well, you got it. Yep. It seems to get bigger and better every year, if that's possible. And it all gets underway this Thursday night with what I think is an awesome event. Yeah. Science on Tap.
Yeah, we gleefully stole that from another science festival, and they happily know that. But it's really fun. It kind of sets the tone that this is a weekend of events for all ages, and some of those ages include people only over 21, which is a nice atmosphere, I think.
Yeah, but that's, to me, one of the coolest things about this event is that it really is something for everybody, from little kids to old geezers, even those older than me, if they're still out there and doddering around. And there's something for everybody, because I think everybody has got some level of interest in science, and you cover so many topics that there is something for everyone out there.
Yeah, and that's the intent, is to kind of remind people that it's science is everywhere. That's our tagline. But also that, you know, you don't have to be a scientist to appreciate it or to want to understand more about it. One of the things that we're most proud of is having arts organizations involved, and that's true again this year. Penobscot Theater is involved again. We've got the University of Maine Art Museum again. And a new partner, a new arts partner, Waterfall Arts, is bringing in their science and comics exhibit that they had down in their gallery last fall. So really, really exciting stuff.
And are you finding, too, that you're hearing from a lot more people from outside who heard about the festival and would like to be a part of it now?
Yeah, we are, actually. It's been really great in the last year to have people reach out to us and say, we really want to help with this. I actually just had another conversation today for next year about that.
So. I'm looking through the schedule, and so many good things going on. Tell us a little bit, because I love this concept, 5-Minute Genius.
Ah, you hit the one I love the most, I think. So the idea behind this is that we bring in really remarkable, who I call rock star scientists, and they do exist in Maine, and they get 5 minutes to talk about their work, and they have to do it in normal human language. So no jargon, no Latin, none of that stuff. And then if they go over 5 minutes, we cut them off with a cowbell, so they know that going in. And then we do 5 minutes of questions, and then we move right on to the next person. So it's bang, 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 all sorts of different topics in 10-minute slices.
I love that.
And then afterwards, we'll have a reception so that if you don't get everything you want to know about in those 5 minutes, you get a chance with the scientists afterwards.
So who are some of the people who'd be participating in that?
That's a great question. We have, I'm not going to do names because it'll make it too long, but we've got scientists from and researchers and engineers from GE, IDEX, two from the University of Maine, Jackson Laboratory, a gentleman who's got a startup, Revolution Research, and I'm missing one. This is a shame.
Uh-oh.
There's 7 talks. There's 7 people there. So really, really interesting stuff. Uh-oh. MBI Biological Lab. I knew it would come to
that. There you go.
The other giant, great research happening there.
And you've also got some talented comedians coming as well.
We do. We're really excited about this. So we're bringing in a show for our headliner. And the headliner is the only event that we charge for. And this show is kind of similar to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, that kind of setup. But it is a scientist, a mystery scientist. And the comedians who are coming in, which it is Charlie. We just confirmed him today. You can tell my mind is buzzing. I can't remember his last name. And Michelle Buteau and Roy Wood Jr., they have to figure out what our mystery scientist does all day. So it's this back and forth. They play games. They basically start off with a round of 20 questions, and it just goes from there.
I love it. That'll be down at Hamden Academy.
That's right? At Hamden Academy at the Performing Arts Space down
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. We're talking with Kate Dickerson from the Maine Science Fair. Gets underway Thursday, rolls right through to Sunday. All kinds of events going on here. As somebody who obviously loves science to put this all together, are you concerned, as a lot of us are, that for whatever reason these days, and without getting overtly political here, but we don't mind too much on this show, are you concerned that there are people who seem to not believe in science, especially in things that many of us have accepted for years?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the biggest problems is that science isn't about belief. It's about truth, and it's about what's real. And, you know, there's many, many things in this world you can believe or not believe in. But when we start questioning facts that have been proven and shown that this is how the world works, and so we have to work within those parameters, it's not up for debate, you know? And so one of the reasons we have this festival is to show people not just what scientists do, but how hard they work and how much they want to get to the truth. And that's, you know, the truth of the capital T is really about things that that you can't question what it says. You can question what it's going to do to us, but you can't question what the result is.
We're talking with Kate Dickerson about the Maine Science Festival. And as you mentioned, other than the headliners, everything is free for people. How are you able to do that?
I have incredibly generous sponsors and foundations who help support the festival.
Well, let's give them some love while we have a chance.
There's actually too many sponsors for me to mention them all unless you want me to take the rest of your time, but I'll hit a couple of them. IDEX is on board. We have Maine Public. We have AmeriMaine. We have the University of Maine College of Engineering and Office of Research. We have University of New England, Husson University. Bangor Savings Bank is on there. A really great mix, actually, of businesses and organizations, large and small, through the whole state. And then we have giant support from our partners who help provide a lot of the programming. So without people who are actually doing science willing to give time off on their weekend, which is not a small thing, right? They're like the rest of us. They don't necessarily want to work all the time. They come in and they're so excited to talk about their work that they'll give us part of their time on the weekend.
You've got a website, mainsciencefestival.org, and people can find more information there. But for a starter, this is year three,
year
right?
Year three, yep.
So for anybody who hasn't been, let's say a parent of maybe elementary, middle school aged kids, what are a couple of things that you would say you got to make sure you get to this?
Oh, that's a really good one. The parent only?
No, with the kids.
With the kids.
With the fam.
Right. I would pick the hands-on area on Saturday. That is our exploration station. So there's going to be about 20 different hands-on activities in the ballroom of the Cross Center. So you can take, 3 minutes or 15 minutes at each one of those. There are some talks that we have going on and forums. There's one about Audio 101, which is really interesting. So one of the audio sound engineers over at Husson NESCOM is going to talk about audio recording and what it takes to mix and what you're actually making happen with that. We've got a couple of documentary films that are going to be shown for the first time. One is on Saturday. That's Cave of Forgotten Dreams. And we're tied in with the Bangor Public Library Human Origins. And I would actually really promote that because all of April, they're going to have a Smithsonian exhibit there. So that's just a lead into kind of the amazing stuff that the library is going to have there. And then Sunday, we're doing a Maine premiere of a film called The Commodore Wars, and it's about the people who developed the very first personal computer. And here's the kicker, that one of the engineers is a 1959 graduate from the University of Maine.
Wow.
Which was so cool. We got to watch it kind of, I was like, no way. And they have this beautiful picture of UMaine. It was pretty great. So that's a fun documentary. So I would do those. And the hands-on stuff you can't miss.
This looks cool, too, and I don't know what age would be most appropriate for this, but the tech night that's going on at the Discovery
Museum. Right, I was
going
to mention that, but that's not parents, but I'll be happy to... So that's actually great. So parents, you can drop off your middle schooler there, and they get 3.5 hours of learning about IT and computer science while you can escape and hit downtown or hit our Waterfall Arts exhibit at CoSpace from 4 to 6. So different things will be open for parents, but... That is, we provide the kids with a pizza dinner, and they get a chance to learn from all sorts of different people in the computer IT field.
And yeah, you mentioned the arts organizations as well, and among them are friends at Penobscot Theater with their opening weekend production Paper Maker by Maine's own Monica Wood, who was on with us last week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. And she's going to be part of a talk back that we're going to...
That's right. Yeah, we were talking about that.
And I'm really excited to kind of have this, people forget, I think... about all the science and engineering that's happening in pulp and paper mills. But
I know in Brewer, we've got a terrific robotics team. Kids are so active, and there's an opportunity to learn more about that, too, with a robotics workshop coming up on Saturday.
That's right, and we have two of those going. Maine Robotics is running that. The Maine Robotics, there's a green energy workshop, the Tech Night. We don't charge for them, but we do ask for signups because space is limited. So that's all noted on our website. If you see something and it says sign up, that's pretty easy to do. It's all through Eventbrite, and that'll guarantee your spot.
And you mentioned Waterfall Arts, and this sounds fantastic, interpreting science through comics.
Yeah, it's a really great exhibit that they did. And kind of the showpiece is they commissioned a bunch of artists to provide their own interpretation of the periodic table. So there's all the different elements are represented by how the artists decided that they wanted to represent things like iron and Krypton and molybdenum and all of that. So it's very cool, really neat setup. So that'll be a CoSpace all weekend.
It's just a fantastic event, and I've said it and I meant it. It's one of the great events every year now in the Bangor area. Such a terrific thing for people of all ages. The Maine Science Festival getting underway this weekend. Check out information. They've got a Facebook page, online, a website, mainsciencefestival.org. Thank you for putting it all together.
Oh, it's not just me. I got a whole crew of people, but thank you.
But you got to have somebody cracking that whip.
Yeah, I got people still listening to me, so we're good.
That's good, because they gave up on me years ago. And you were down watching some of our performers at the Maine Drama Festival.
I was. I had a blast. It was so much fun, and such remarkably talented high school kids. And the courage, that's what I see, the courage to get up there and become these characters, I find inspiring on so many levels.
And of course, you had a vested interest in how it all played out, right?
I had a little vested interest, it was nice to go, even if I didn't have a vested interest.
Yeah, Bangor won. They were fantastic. Bangor's production of adaptation of Lewis Carroll was Beware the Jabberwock.
Beware the Jabberwock. Yeah.
And man, that was just a piece of terrific theater, because they incorporated all the elements, incredible costumes and lighting and set and terrific acting. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
beautiful.
I guess as a parent, I of course have no objectivity, but I was blown away because I just didn't see how they were going to put it all together. And I didn't know much about it, but it's just to see everything show up like that. And I think virtually all of it was student designed. Mm. It was just, again, mesmerizing and just a lot of fun. And, you know, for us, our daughter was in it, and we actually know a lot of the kids. So that makes it a lot more fun, and which is why I actually liked watching Brewer, because we know a number of the kids in Brewer. Mm. So that was really fun to see these kids who've been over our house kind of being goofballs up on stage in this whole other way. It was really great.
That was a great time. MDI, we were down at their festival. MDI won on the Class B side with a phenomenal production, The Insanity of Mary Gerard. And our kids finished as runner-up. We were very happy with that. So a good time for everyone. And just great to see everybody together doing something they love doing.
That's what it is. It was, not to circle back too much, but it reminded me a lot of the festivals. You got to see this joy and this passion. And those kids so clearly had it. It was just great to watch.
That's what it's all about. And you'll see lots of that this weekend. The Maine Science Festival all over the greater Bangor area. Kate, thanks so much for stopping by.
Anytime.